As we continue with the fundamental Buddhist practice of mindful awareness that gives freedom to the heart, we become able to rest in the natural state, to shift from our reactions to pleasure and pain, joy and sorrow, and instead allow the unfolding of life, of what is called the Dharma or the Tao, from a place of wisdom. This practice of mindful attention and mindful freedom is balanced with the practice of loving compassion. Within the mindful attention, there needs to be a tenderness and mercy for all that arises that is confused, shameful, or frightened. At the same time, it is possible to reawaken and strengthen that innate compassion that is a part of every human heart. We can sense the capacity for deeper loving kindness and compassion that is there in us. To do this practice brings happiness and joy. One traditionally begins by reflecting on the benefits of a loving heart. When the heart becomes full of loving kindness, said the Buddhist text, our dreams become sweet, we fall asleep more easily and waken contented, we have good health, angels will love and protect us, and men and women will love us as well. It's said that as the heart deepens in loving kindness, people will welcome us everywhere. Our thoughts become pleasant, our voice is sweeter, and our children are happy in the womb and growing up. That dangers will not harm us. If we fall off a cliff, a tree will be there to catch us, and we will bring the blessings of compassion to whatever we touch. We begin the loving-kindness meditation usually starting with ourselves, because if we can't love ourselves, then the things we don't accept in ourselves we find very difficult to accept in others. If we can't do loving-kindness practice for ourselves, then to make it easier, we are invited by the Buddha to do loving-kindness for whatever being opens our heart. Generally, it will be a benefactor, someone who has seen us, nurtured us, or loved us. Then gradually, the loving kindness moves from self and benefactor to loved ones, to neutral parties, and finally, to those who are difficult, and even to our enemies. It is as if we make a prayer for our enemy in the end, that you too may be filled with loving kindness, that you too may be free. There are three parts to the loving kindness meditation. The first is a repetition of our heart's intention, usually using three or four simple phrases. These phrases, based on the ancient teachings of the Buddha, should be modified so they express most deeply your own loving care. Traditional phrases include, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer danger. May I be well in body, in heart and mind. May I be peaceful and truly happy. The quality of compassion that also matches this loving kindness is to be aware that every being is given a certain measure of sorrows in this life, and to wish that their sorrows and struggles be held with the tenderness of compassion. The traditional loving kindness and forgiveness meditation practice. Settle yourself seated in a way that is comfortable and at ease. Allow your eyes to close gently. Come back to feel the breath in your body. And as you feel the breath in your body, become aware of the breath in the area of your heart, as if you could breathe in and out of your heart. And now first, the recitations of the practice of forgiveness. Let yourself begin the meditations on forgiveness. I will recite the phrases. Remember that as we begin the process of forgiveness, this practice can often bring up its opposite, all the places we have not forgiven or that we are still holding on. Let yourself be with what arises and hold that too as part of the long journey of opening the heart. The first direction of forgiveness. There are many ways in which I have hurt or harmed others, knowingly and unknowingly. I remember these now. Let yourself feel and remember the sorrows you carry from having brought harm to other beings. In the ways that I have harmed them out of my own confusion and fear, out of my pain and ignorance. In this moment, I ask their forgiveness. May I be forgiven. May I be forgiven. The second direction is toward ourselves. Just as we ask forgiveness of others, we must ask forgiveness for ourselves. In the many ways that I have hurt or harmed myself, just as I have harmed others, knowingly or unknowingly, I remember these now and feel the sorrows I carry. In the ways that I've harmed myself out of my confusion and fear, out of pain and ignorance, in this moment, I hold myself with compassion and offer myself to forgiveness. I forgive myself. Now the third direction of forgiveness. There are many ways in which others have hurt and harmed me, betrayed or abandoned me. We have all been betrayed in this life. I remember these now too. In the ways that they have caused me suffering out of their pain and fear, out of their confusion and ignorance. In this moment, to the extent that I am ready, I offer my forgiveness. And now having completed the three directions of forgiveness, we move the loving-kindness meditation to begin with ourself, breathing gently in the area of the heart, with each direction using a simple phrase of intention and picturing or feeling as best we can ourselves or the others as they come in the meditation. The phrases of well-wishing from ancient times. May I be filled with loving-kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body, in heart and mind. May I be peaceful and truly happy. May I be filled with loving kindness. And with each phrase, allow yourself to sense or feel this possibility. And continuing over and over for as long as you wish with yourself, until you're ready to move on to loved ones. You can picture one or two. Open your heart further with the same phrases and now their image and whatever feelings arise. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body, heart, and mind. May you be peaceful and truly happy. And after spending some time with loved ones, benefactors, you can expand the circle of loving kindness to many other friends, neighbors, people you care for. Again, visualizing and reciting very simply, filled with loving kindness, safe, well, peaceful, and happy. And as you breathe gently, expanding the circle of loving kindness, you can go in every direction. May all beings in every direction be touched by the great heart of loving kindness. May all beings in every direction be safe from inner and outer dangers. May all beings be well in body, in heart and mind. And the spirit of this loving kindness meditation can continue as you picture neutral people, those that you run into regularly in your day, whose names you do not know, but whose faces or movement you recall. May they be well. May they be peaceful and happy. And finally, even the difficult people in your life, even the enemies, may you too be held in compassion. Be filled with loving kindness. May you too be safe and well. May you be peaceful. And may you be free. Finally, coming back to our seat here in the center, halfway between heaven and earth, may we live with the great heart of loving kindness. May we carry the spirit of compassion from this meditation into our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. May it be so. this meditation of loving kindness, together with the meditation practice of mindfulness, can be done daily. It can be practiced while we are driving in traffic jams, waiting in line at the supermarket, caring for our children, preparing for meetings. We can allow the quality of loving kindness and the free heart that comes from mindful attention to be our guide through our days and our nights. The practices of mindful attention and loving kindness invite us to see with the eyes of a Buddha, to touch the world with the heart of the Buddha, to remember who we really are. Take these practices and work with them in your own way, with your own phrases and your own attention and care, and let them be of benefit and blessing wherever you go. Thank you. I bow to you, and I thank you.
This concludes The Beginner's Guide to Buddhism with Jack Kornfield. Thank you for listening.